Hi, my name is Nance Lomax, and I'd like to be called Stonewall Baby.
Nance Lomax grew up in Upper Darby. She was just 16 when she made her way to Christopher Street in New York and started going to the Stonewall Inn. And she says she was there the night it was raided.
And I heard something like pots and pans, like being scrambled around. So I went through the door. Cops were coming in, and they looked at me, and they grabbed me by the arm, and they looked at me, and they said, "Get the hell out of here." And I did, and I went to the phone booth and called my mom.
Stories like hers have become part of the Stonewall legend. They're hard to confirm. It was barely covered in the news at the time, and there's not much of a historical record.
Even though there were other fuses lit, Stonewall was the powder keg.
When Stonewall happened, Elizabeth Coffey Williams was living in San Francisco.
I'm one of the people who can unequivocally prove, unlike many, that I was definitely not at Stonewall.
But she says word got around.
And these people were in the forefront, were trans women of color and other disenfranchised people.
They were people like Sylvia Rivera and Marsha P. Johnson, each of whom are sometimes credited with throwing the first brick at police.
When in reality, the best history they have is that there was no brick.
It's another part of that Stonewall legend, but both of them did very real work helping homeless trans kids. They still inspire Coffey Williams. She runs a social group for the trans and gender nonconforming community at the William Way Center. And they're still inspiring new generations. Trans advocate Sarah McBride works for the Human Rights Campaign. She says the modern LGBT movement has made a lot of recent progress living up to the legacy of Stonewall.
And I hope that 50 years from now, they'll be able to look back on our generation and know that we did our part.
And for Nance Lomax, who now lives in Philadelphia, Stonewall's personal, where she says she draws her confidence.
I think a lot of pride came from Stonewall. It did for me. It meant everything.
Tim McLaughlin, KYW News Radio.